Nashville's mayor's race is kicking off round two after round one ended with a surprise. Metro Councilman John Cooper enters the runoff as the early favorite to unseat incumbent Mayor David Briley. Cooper seized a 10-point lead in the first round of voting, but the next 6 weeks leading up to Election Day on September 12th will be crucial to both candidates. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez is here to look back on the race and look ahead to the runoff. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So it's pretty rare, right, that an incumbent gets beat by such a large percentage. How surprising was this outcome?
Yeah, this was historically significant. You know, incumbent mayors aren't usually trailing like this. I think there's a pretty major divide in the city that kind of comes down to optimism versus pessimism. David Briley is essentially optimistic. He says he's trying to make a good city better. The challengers, including Cooper, focus more on the problems they see. Worries about growth, city finances, and I think we saw that play out in the election results.
Well, while Cooper, he might not have been as doom and gloom as some of the other candidates, he definitely took shots at Briley's record. What other message has really seemed to work out for Cooper?
Cooper has had a very consistent message. It boils down to Nashville has done well for itself in some ways, but that not everyone is benefiting. So he's promising to scrutinize city spending and to deliver more resources to the neighborhoods. And this message, Cooper has blasted it far and wide. He's had far more mailers and TV ads than anyone else. I mean, we have a pile of these mailers in the newsroom. And one voter we talked to in Bordeaux, Joyce White, definitely heard Cooper's message.
When he talked about including black neighborhoods, that we get the same benefits as other neighborhoods. That really spoke to me.
You know, we also heard from voters who were basically using Cooper's talking points, criticizing tourism dollars, economic incentive deals, even if they didn't necessarily say they voted for him.
Well, watching his speech from election night, David Briley seemed almost defeated, even though there's still a runoff to come. What do you think he will take from this result, and will it change his approach?
It must have been a frustrating night. Briley has now been on the losing end of some very public votes, you know, the transit referendum, the police oversight board, and now this. At the polls, we didn't hear a lot of strong passion for Briley. Several people, here's one example, Mary French, she's a voter in South Nashville, basically sided with Briley in the interest of consistency.
We're trying to give him some more years because we understand that nobody could jump in an office and fix it overnight.
We heard people praise Briley's demeanor, his fairness, but we've also heard from Briley supporters who want to hear more passion from their candidate.
Well, so what happens next? Is Cooper essentially a shoe-in?
So we'll go to a runoff, and, you know, the vote tally is just cleared. We'll all vote fresh. But Cooper's lead was really big, and you can see that a lot of voters seem to want change. They voted for someone other than David Briley. There is a sense out there that Cooper's message of fiscal conservatism might attract some of Professor Carol Swain's conservative voters. There's also a chance that that block might not come out for somebody other than Swain. Briley seems to not have much to lose, and he started to drop his guard about Councilman Cooper on election night. He's critical of Cooper's core message that neighborhoods aren't being treated well. He might ask how Cooper can promise more funding of schools, more resources for neighborhoods, while also promising to be careful with city dollars. Cooper, meanwhile, he's been effective in casting himself as the neighborhood-centric candidate. And one thing he's really hammered on Briley about is his affordable housing plan. I could see him going further with those critiques.
Well, what about some of the other factors like voter turnout, demographics, and campaign spending?
Briley and Cooper actually have a similar amount of money left in their campaign funds, more than $100,000 each. They've gotten that money in different ways. Briley through donations. Cooper is basically self-financing. Voter turnout is also interesting. Some local number crunchers showed that turnout really skewed toward older Nashvillians. The fact is that part of our city population has grown a lot. That said, I also don't really know where younger voters, how they would choose between Cooper and Briley. Both come from really deep political families. Briley's grandfather was Metro's first mayor. Cooper's father was governor of Tennessee, and his brother is the longtime Congressman Jim Cooper.
So we're heading into this runoff. What are the basics for the next few weeks?
Yes. So early voting starts in just over 2 weeks. So it shouldn't be long before people start getting new mailers, seeing new TV ads. Turnout could be a question again. But there are several other races on that same runoff ballot, including for the at-large council seats and 8 district council races. So I would expect a pretty healthy amount of energy between now and the runoff and a healthy turnout.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
Tony Gonzalez has been covering the mayor's race for WPLN. You can check out all of our coverage, including the fact checks of candidates and bios at WPLN.org/election2019.